Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order of the Rulemaking Oversight and Repeal Subcommittee. Sonia, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wood.
Present.
Representative Anton.
Here.
Representative Gates.
Here.
Representative Hudson.
Here.
Representative Kerner.
Here.
Representative Magar.
Here.
Representative Ray. Representative Richardson. Vice Chair Santiago.
Here.
Representative Stubbe.
Here.
Representative Torres.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Watson.
Present.
Quorum is present, sir.
Okay, thank you, Sonia. And for all those in the room, if you'll please silence all your electronic devices so they do not interrupt the meeting. And also, anyone wishing to address the committee, please fill out and submit the provided appearance record. Okay, members, this could perhaps be our last meeting. The speaker has indicated if there's a rule ratification that might appear, we might have to meet again, but we are not aware at this time of any ratification that is coming up, so it probably will be our last meeting. I wanted to take the opportunity before we start our agenda. A couple of things. First, you know, obviously it's been a great pleasure to have the speaker name me as chairman of the committee, and I really appreciate everybody's interest in this area. I think it was a good bipartisan effort, and you know, we're focused on trying to improve the way we govern the way we implement our statutes through the rulemaking process. So I appreciate everybody's service. I would ask Ranking Member Watson if she wants to make any remarks on behalf of her caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to also echo some of your remarks, and particularly those where we found it great pleasure and a great opportunity to find neutral grounds on most of our bills. It has been bipartisan and nonpartisan in many ways, and I think we've all made a great effort to make this committee work exceptionally well. Each of us have contributed a great deal of interest in this committee, and we will move forward in the future 2015 and trying to make it a better committee. And I want to thank our new chair for his flexibility in allowing us to be able to be a participant in the process. Thank you.
And thank you for your remarks. And then just the final order of ongoing business. You know, we had the oversight with the Department of Revenue. The staff director will continue to review their process and rulemaking. Even though we might not meet, if any new developments, he will share those with members of the committee. So if you receive any communication, and perhaps if the oversight is not the way we like it, the committee next year, whoever might be on the committee, might take that up and take a look at that area of oversight. So with that, let's go ahead and move forward. And the first order of agenda on the business is House Bill 1355, Administrative Procedures, by Representative Atkins. Representative Atkins, you are recognized to present your bill. And I understand that there are two amendments, the main strike all, and do we want to, I think, to put us in the proper posture is probably just go right into the strike call, and if you want to explain the strike call, that would be good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this bill, members, is very similar. The strike call is very similar to House Bill 1225, which passed unanimously not only out of this committee last year, but out of the Appropriations Committee and the State Affairs Committee, each one with unanimous vote. So we're going to try this again this session and hope that our Senate partners will move a little bit quicker on it. But the strike all deletes two sections from the original bill as it was filed. It deletes Section 5, revising declaratory statements, so that will remain as current law, and Section 8, adding language to the mediation section of the APA. Again, that will remain as current law. Sections 1, 3, 5, 6, 9, and 10 are all from the original bill without change, except to change the section numbers. Four sections are altered by the strike call amendment, and I'll go through those in detail. Section 2 of the amendment relates to petitions for rulemaking alleging an agency is applying an unadopted rule when the agency agrees to initiate rulemaking. Section 4 follows the revision this subcommittee put into House Bill 1225 last year, clarifying pleading requirements and the burden of going forward in proposed rule and unadopted rule challenges. It retains the current law's presumption of validity on adopted rules. Section 7 is the APA attorney fee section, taken mostly from 1225 last year, and then also incorporating language that was adopted last committee meeting in House Bill 975. Section 8 also is from House Bill 1225, again approved by the subcommittee unanimously last year. The filed version of this bill had admitted some provisions that had been recommended by staff, and so we reinserted those. There are some sections from last year's 1225 that remain unchanged, both from the original bill filed and the strike call, and that is Section 1, which amends Statute 57.111, which provides attorney's fees for small businesses in some actions initiated by state agencies. Section 3, also in House Bill 1225 last year, it revises publication requirements under Statute 120.55. Section 5 also was in the bill last year. It allows an agency to suspend entering a final order pending an interlocutory appeal on a related rule challenge in the case. Section 6 also was in House Bill 1225 last year, and this makes changes to Statute 120.57. Particularly, it clarifies the process to challenge rules and unadopted rules and challenges to agency action. Section 9 also was in House Bill 1225 last year. This provision requires agencies to keep their listing of minor violations current. And then Section 10 provides for the effective date. And that is a strike all, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. And members, I have filed an amendment to the amendment, so I am going to pass the gavel to Vice Chair Santiago and let him run the meeting for purposes of the amendment to the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You recognize and explain your amendment?
And members, I am going to defer to the bill sponsor to explain the amendment to the amendment. Representative.
Oh, Chair. Back to you.
Explain the amendment.
It's at the bottom.
Okay, very good. So Representative Wood's amendment to the amendment deletes three wordy provisions authorizing attorney fees in rule challenges litigated for improper purposes. The amendment adds a cross-reference to Statute 120.56 to clarify that improper purposes will still be grounds for fees in rule challenges. The amendment also conforms the subsection title.
Are there any questions to the amendment? Seeing none. Anybody in the public like to speak to the amendment? Seeing none. In debate on the amendment? All right. Without objection, the amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Vice Chair Santiago. And so, members, we are now on the strike call as amended. So I think this would be the proper time for any questions on the strike call as amended. Does any member have any questions on the strike call as amended? Okay, seeing none, we will then turn to, is there any public testimony on the strike call as amended? Okay, seeing none, any member wishing to debate the strike call as amended? Okay, seeing none, then we will show without objection the strike call as amended adopted. And so then we're on the bill as amended. Again, no questions, no public testimony, no debate. You are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just say that this bill aims to level the playing field and allow small businesses a greater voice in the ability to seek reasonable compromise when faced with either an unfair or unjust actions of the state. I'd like to thank Don Rubottom and Eric Miller for their assistance with this very complicated bill, and I would ask for your favorable support.
Okay. Representative Atkins, having closed on her bill, we will now take the roll call on the bill, son.
Representative Anton?
Yes.
Representative Gates?
Yes.
Representative Hudson?
Yes.
Representative Kerner?
Yes.
Representative Magar?
Yes.
Representative Ray?
Yes.
Representative Richardson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Santiago?
Yes.
Representative Stubbe? Representative Torres?
Yes.
Democratic Ranking Member Watson?
Yes.
Chair Wood?
Yes.
Unanimous 11 to 0.
And by your vote, members, we will show the House Committee substitute for House Bill 1355 reported favorably. And Representative Ray makes a motion that any technical amendments or clarifications can be proposed by staff. And without objection, we'll show that motion adopted. Okay, members, we're now ready to move on to our final order of business, which is a PCB ratification bill, RORS 1407, ratification of administrative rules of the Department of Juvenile Justice, and it will be presented by our own Representative Gates. Representative Gates, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Department of Juvenile Justice has a series of vendors, contractual relationships to ensure that juveniles within the care of the state receive the health care, particularly the mental health care that they need. Not all of the requirements that are utilized by the department have been codified by rule. The department now seeks to do that. Some of those requirements, again, that are currently being complied with have costs associated with them that exceed the $1 million threshold in the aggregate, thus the need for this ratification of those DJJ rules. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Representative Gates. Any questions by any member on the bill? Okay. We'll then turn to public testimony. We have an appearance record from John, and is it Mila? He's the Assistant General Counsel for the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. You're recognized. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, members. Anybody else from the public wishing to testify? Seeing none. Any member wishing to debate the bill? Seeing none, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close. Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
So we will go ahead, and Sonia, please call the roll on the PCB RORS 1407.
Representative Anton?
Yes.
Representative Gates?
Yes.
Representative Hudson?
Yes.
Representative Kerner?
Yes.
Representative Magar?
Yes.
Representative Ray?
Yes.
Representative Richardson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Santiago?
Yes.
Representative Stubbe? Representative Torres,
yes.
Democratic Ranking Member Watson,
yes.
Chair Wood,
yes, and with that we will show that PCB RORS 1407 has been reported favorably. Member, before we adjourn, does any member want to take the privilege of addressing the committee for any purpose? Seeing none, then Representative Ray, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I believe is this our last committee meeting?
Representative Ray, it will be unless there's some rule that pops up real late that needs ratification, which we're not aware of at this time. So most likely this will be our last meeting.
In which case, I wanted to congratulate you on a well-run committee this year and to thank the other committee members for the opportunity to work with them. I know that there's been a lot of insight and thought, and we've had some very interesting committee meetings that I think many of us for a number of years will continue to reflect upon the excitement and opportunities that were presented here. But thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations on a great year, and of course to our good Vice Chairman over here, Santiago, for his work as well.
And thank you so much, Representative. And I guess I'd be very remiss if I didn't recognize our very competent and efficient staff. You know, we believe in lean government in this committee. Keep things small, and we have our staff director that I've become very good friends with, and our staff attorney, Mr. Miller, I've good friends with, and Sonia. So we're like a little family up there in Suite 400. So Representative Watson gets to hang out with us too. Representative Ray, we've got our We've got our suite with our own emergency room doctor, and things are great. So, with that, Representative Ray moves that we adjourn. Members, thank you very much.